Welcome back. You're with Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Well, as we noted before, New Zealand now has its own localised YouTube site at youtube.co.nz. It's part of a strategy that began to roll out in June this year with foreign language sites for France, Brazil and a bunch of other countries. And finally now we get our own one. I'm not quite sure what to make of the fact that this clip is the one that's welcoming people to YouTube New Zealand.
Hey everyone out there in the big wide world. This is Blizzard Needs Food Badly, and I'd just like to take one moment to welcome all of you out there to YouTube New Zealand. Oh yeah, I'm making videos on YouTube.
What did you make of her die?
Oh my god. I really hope that that's not a strange viral campaign that an ad company's done to be wacky and get out there and get heaps of hits.
Yeah, sort of, after Lonely Girl, Munted Girl.
Oh, but what's the story? They're talking like we don't have computers in this country.
Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? But I don't know how they pick this stuff. And I actually talked about it with Luis Garcia, the international product marketing manager for YouTube, who I don't think he knew a whole lot about New Zealand, but let's hear from him anyway. Luis, what's the motive behind the new regional sites? Obviously, with the first crop announced in June, there was the appeal of sites in local languages, but why do we have one here now in New Zealand?
Sure. I think, the language localization of any localized site for YouTube is just one step, and it's kind of, the basic layer of the product localization. Product localization really goes beyond that, and, for us it means adding a lens to the global YouTube content whereby local content can actually be promoted and featured and made readily available to folks who are interested in country content. So, for example, adding New Zealand to the initial group of countries allows us to both feature videos and content created by New Zealanders on the main page. For example, we've got a section called Featured Videos, which actually promotes New Zealand content on the main youtube.co.nz site, as well as Promoted Videos, which actually features both user videos and videos created by our content partners. In addition, the functionality of the site has changed as well. So if one does operate on the .co.nz YouTube site, then search results that are locally relevant are promoted ahead of other results. And that's not to say that a user operating on .co.nz does not have access to the overall global YouTube video index. They absolutely do. It's just that the local content will be promoted ahead of other content, just to make the results a little bit more relevant. So, the motivation really is one where we've opened up a window into the global index for folks interested in New Zealand content.
How do you choose which local clips to promote and highlight?
Sure. So we actually have a community manager and that role is a person who really is in touch with the content community. And is always canvassing both the site as well as activity, generally speaking, in the marketplace, has sort of, his or her finger on the pulse, if you will, to see, what's being created, what's of interest to users, what the relevant topics are, what videos are actually getting some traction. And based on that, that person will actually go and manually program that certain content that you see on the featured videos section of the page. And that gets updated very regularly as, different videos come online or different videos get traction or, the topics of interest sort of change and evolve.
Have you been in touch directly with some of the more prolific local uploaders?
Yes. So actually yesterday during our launch event, if you will, in New Zealand, we actually did invite a number of folks from the user community to join us and to participate in sort of an open Q&A, both with YouTube and with members of the New Zealand community. So we were actually fortunate to have a number of folks participate from New Zealand, and we know them sort of best through their usernames. So we had folks such as Lord Sardonic or Wizard Needs Food Badly, and even Welcome Stranger, in addition to Australian user Juan Mann, who's best known for his free hugs campaign that's sort of garnered over 19 million views, and that it's inspired free hugs events in over 70 actually countries worldwide since its initial debut.
Nice. Now, am I right in recalling that the original plan was for an Australasian site rather than separate ones for Australia and New Zealand?
No, that's incorrect. We do believe that content is actually very locally relevant, and we do have a mission to have to the extent possible, be able to create that sort of distinction in the lens into the global content as best we can. So definitely, Australia and New Zealand are two communities that are rich in content, are sort of growing in terms of the user base, and it makes sense to actually, separate them. Also, to the extent that we work with content partners that actually contribute the original professional content to our site, are different in New Zealand and in Australia. So
would Television New Zealand be the main local content partner in that respect?
So in television, for the content partnerships, we have TVNZ, as you correctly mentioned. We have Sky News New Zealand, and also the New Zealand Tourism Board. So they have a channel on there, 100% pure New Zealand as well.
We're not seeing local advertising here at the moment. Is that part of the plan going forward?
So advertising, you're correct. It's not available at the moment. We do have some trials that we've started out in the U.S. You may have sort of seen something or heard about some of those. They include both things like video ads that can be featured on the page, and these are YouTube ads that are created by some of our advertisers or marketers interested in creating a clip to feature on YouTube. We also have what we call in-video ads or in-stream ads, which are they're ads that actually show up within certain content that's been cleared to have advertisement shown against it. And, these things are very new and they're very evolutionary. So we've taken the first step in the U.S. to try to sort of see how they're going to work out, how different folks are going to react to them, both on the user side and also on the advertiser side, to kind of fine-tune and perfect that model. So internationally, our focus has certainly been initially to create a very, very strong user base and get that community and user experience right, and then we'll sort of take it from there.
You've also talked about revenue sharing deals with content producers, where they get a small slice of the ad revenue every time their content's seen. When can we expect to see that happen?
And again, I think it's sort of one step at a time. For now, we have to make sure that the experience is as rich and as content heavy and as content friendly as we can for the user community. And based on that, and based on how that evolves and how that grows, then we can sort of start to see what kind of advertising opportunities are relevant to the market. We don't sort of have a general approach that we're trying to do across the board. We really are very sensitive to tailoring the experience to do whatever makes sense locally.
Has anything changed about the way that the service is engineered with the launch of the site? I mean, are there now more local caches or anything like that?
So overall, the something like caching or latency or overall performance of YouTube, whether it's YouTube.com or all of the international sites that have been launched, is something that we're always looking at and constantly perfecting and fine-tuning. And obviously being part of Google allows us to leverage those resources as well. And so I think the combined Google YouTube horsepower there is something that allows us to continually keep on monitoring, keep on tracking, and sort of building out as the demand grows for the site, building out additional horsepower to be able to address that that traffic.
But typically, if I view a clip on YouTube in New Zealand, where is it likely to be served from?
It's actually served from a number of locations. So there is no central serving space for that. We have a distributed network worldwide.
Just finally, I'm interested in what we can expect from the regional site in future. For instance, the YouTube in the US has attracted a lot of attention with features around the presidential race. Could we expect to see something like that during our general election next year?
So the very exciting thing about YouTube is that, you know, the users and the community actually really kind of sets the course or sets the guide for the product. And, you know, the example that you present is actually quite interesting in that, you know, it's something that we sort of started to see in the site and the users started to have, you know, this kind of dialogue and this kind of activity that, you know, kind of keyed us off to thinking about potentially doing something like that in the U.S. And similarly, we think, you know, the localization of the site and entering, you know, being part of a market and an international community allows us to open that dialogue. And we actually hope and expect to start to see different activity on those sites. And based on what we see there, then, you know, happy to take the next step with the community and you know, let them set the course for us. If it's something that would be of interest to New Zealand, then, you know, of course, happy to go there with them.
Luis Garcia from YouTube. So, Dai, you're going to be flooding onto YouTube now that there's the local portal?
Oh, yeah, well, I'd never come across it before. I mean, I've been using YouTube for quite a while because it's quite an effective way of... I used to make insert video here, which was a short... Each link was just a minute and a half, which that sort of lends itself very well to YouTube. I mean, I like it. I look at big snakes on it.
Right, yeah. Actually, no, it's quite interesting. I find it quite interesting the way C4's used YouTube and not being embarrassed about it. Just, okay, we're just going to... Obviously, that's where the audience is.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's the thing. In this day and age, people just get what they want from where they want. And fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of TV is just on the net for consumption. And... you can just check out. I mean, I use it to see a lot of shows that I'd never be able to get to see.
But you and I would never do anything to breach copyright, would we, Di?
No, never.
Anyway, we're going to learn more about what you think and believe after the break.